You're listening to SBS News.
Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte and Prime Minister Scott Morrison presented a united front over the Malaysia Airline MH17 disaster in 2014. 298 people on board were killed, including 38 Australians. MH17 was travelling between Amsterdam and Kuala Lumpur when it was hit by a missile over part of eastern Ukraine held by pro-Russian rebels. Murder charges against three Russians and one Ukrainian for their alleged roles in the attack were announced by an international investigative team in June. Mr. Rutte says it could take many years to bring those responsible to justice. The Netherlands leader says all those involved in the joint investigation team were absolutely adamant they would get the job done. Prime Minister Morrison praised Mr. Rutte for his advocacy on behalf of those lost in the accident.
And of course we will continue to cooperate and stand by the Netherlands and in their proceedings in their own courts, but also on the broader international efforts to ensure that those who are responsible for this take that responsibility and are called out. And we've made it crystal clear about what we think of the involvement of Russia in that particular incident.
Mr. Morrison also praised the Netherlands for its work in finding solutions to climate change.
We're also very pleased to work with them closely on the adaptive technologies for dealing with the impacts of climate change, and are world leaders in those technologies and in those engineering solutions. We certainly be involved in working with them closely on those issues.
Scott Morrison also thanked the Netherlands for supporting Australia in trying to conclude a trade agreement with the European Union.
The Netherlands have been a tremendous advocate for free trade based on fair rules and global rules, which can ensure that we have an open trading environment. We're both countries which understand that we don't get rich selling stuff to ourselves. We know that we have to reach out, and we have a similar external outlook.
Mr. Morrison discussed sharing a commitment to modernising the rules for trade around the world to reflect the global economy. Mr. Rutte says in economic terms, the relationship between the two countries is progressing very well.
Our economic ties are very strong too, and becoming stronger all the time. And we are the second most important trading partner for Australia in the European Union. And we will look forward to an ambitious, sustainable and inclusive trade agreement, one that will benefit all the parties, and you can count on our support to do whatever we can to make it happen on the European side.
He says between 2016 and 2018, exports to Australia rose from 4.2 billion euros to 5.4 billion euros. On the remainder of his trip to the Pacific, Mr. Rutte continued his talks on the environment with New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern. The leaders discussed their country's efforts to have carbon-neutral economies. Mr. Rutte stressed that local and regional democracies will essentially decide what they want to do.
We can look at the US, for example, Trump leaving the Paris Climate Agreement. Yes, I'm not happy about it. But at the same time, we see that big cities and big states like California in the US are still committed to the Paris Climate Goals. So still a lot is happening in the United States as we speak.
The Dutch Prime Minister also visited Indonesian President Joko Widodo, committing to a joint future together. The Netherlands is the country's second largest European trading partner, its most important investment partner, and fourth largest in terms of tourism. The two leaders agreed to continue to promote open and fair trade. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.